After exploring the main approaches of psychology and theories of human development, it is essential to turn our attention to the defense mechanisms and resistances that can hinder the process of healing and personal growth. These unconscious strategies, established to protect the self from conflict and painful emotions, can paradoxically keep an individual stuck in repetitive patterns and prevent them from reaching their full potential. Defense mechanisms, a central concept in psychoanalytic theory, are automatic psychic processes aimed at reducing anxiety and preserving mental balance. Among the most common mechanisms, we can mention repression, which consists of keeping painful thoughts, emotions, or memories out of consciousness. For example, a person who has experienced trauma in childhood may repress this event, retaining no conscious memory of it, yet still experiencing its effects in their daily life in the form of anxiety or relational difficulties. Projection is another frequent defense mechanism, which consists of attributing to others one's own thoughts, emotions, or personality traits deemed unacceptable. Thus, a person who feels anger towards their partner may project this emotion onto them, accusing them of always being angry, without recognizing their own part in the conflict. Sublimation, on the other hand, is considered a mature defense mechanism that allows intense impulses and emotions to be channeled into socially valued activities, such as art, sports, or humanitarian engagement. An individual who has experienced traumas may find in artistic creation a way to express and transcend their suffering, while contributing to the cultural enrichment of society. Beyond defense mechanisms, resistances are forces that oppose change and awareness, thereby hindering the therapeutic process. These resistances can take multiple forms such as silence, avoidance, excessive rationalization, or non-compliance with prescribed exercises. They often testify to an unconscious fear of the unknown, an attachment to familiar patterns even if they are a source of suffering, or a feeling of loyalty towards parental figures and family beliefs. For example, a client consulting for difficulties asserting themselves in their professional life may unconsciously resist challenging the model of submission embodied by their parents for fear of betraying their legacy and losing their love. Similarly, a person suffering from addiction may resist the idea of abandoning their behavior because it fulfills an important function, such as soothing emotional distress or a sense of belonging to a group. As a spiritual healing coach, it is essential to pay attention to manifestations of defense mechanisms and resistances in our clients, to welcome them kindly, and guide them towards gradual awareness. The goal is to create a space of trust and safety, where resistances can be expressed and explored without judgment, while encouraging the person to experiment with new ways of being and reacting. One of the keys to working with resistances is considering them as allies rather than enemies. They often have an essential protective function, which should be recognized and honored. By helping our clients understand the roots of their resistances, we can accompany them in a healing process that respects their pace and specific needs. The integration of energy healing techniques and personal development tools, such as meditation, visualization, or inner dialogue, can be particularly effective for bypassing mental defenses and accessing a deeper level of consciousness, where limiting patterns can be transformed into resources. For example, a Reiki or healing touch session can allow a person to reconnect with their body and emotions, bypassing intellectual barriers that prevent them from accessing their inner experience. Similarly, mindfulness and self-compassion practices can help our clients to gently welcome their resistances and develop a more kind relationship with themselves, thus fostering a gradual letting go of defensive patterns. By cultivating a loving and non-judgmental presence, we create conditions conducive to the emergence of new possibilities and the release of each individual's creative potential. Thus, understanding defense mechanisms and resistances is a crucial aspect of spiritual healing coaching accompaniment. By welcoming these processes with compassion and providing a safe space to explore them, we enable our clients to gradually free themselves from their limiting patterns and access greater inner freedom. This profound healing paves the way for a more fulfilling life, aligned with the soul's deep aspirations and connected to the sacred dimension of existence. Key takeaways. 1. Defense mechanisms and resistances are unconscious strategies aimed at protecting the self from conflict and painful emotions, but paradoxically can hinder the process of healing and personal growth. 2. Common defense mechanisms include repression, keeping painful thoughts, emotions, or memories out of consciousness, projection, attributing to others one's own thoughts, emotions or unacceptable traits, and sublimation, channeling intense impulses and emotions into socially valued activities. 3. Resistances are forces that oppose change and awareness, hindering the therapeutic process. They can take various forms and often testify to an unconscious fear of the unknown or an attachment to familiar patterns. 4. As a spiritual healing coach, it is essential to be attentive to manifestations of defense mechanisms and resistances in clients, welcome them kindly, and guide them towards gradual awareness. 5. Considering resistances as allies with essential protective functions allows us to approach them with respect and support a healing process adapted to the pace and specific needs of each client. 6. The integration of energy healing techniques and personal development tools can assist in bypassing mental defenses and accessing a deeper level of consciousness, conducive to transforming limiting patterns into resources. 7. Mindfulness practices and self-compassion aid in gently welcoming resistances and gradually let go of defensive patterns, paving the way for greater inner freedom and a more fulfilling life.